Mickey McCann. It doesn't get much better than that. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, brilliant result. I suppose they were hot favourites going into it, and we were looking at some of it. Maybe they were 16 or 14, 18 to 1 or something. We thought that we were a bit closer to that, and we talked about it. But it's a game we were looking forward to since the league fixtures come out. Just a monster team in Kerry coming here. It's something unheard of, and we thought we were going to give that game a good rattle, you know, and make a good account of ourselves and see how close we can get. They're pushing on to win a Joe McDonagh Cup and looking to go to 1B. So once we got out there, we knew probably their defence conceded 228 against Kildare, so there's obviously holes to pick there, but nobody probably gives a chance deep down. Like, but within camp, we believed we could get close to them, you know, and maybe try bringing aggression and intensity to them that that they mightn't be ready for, and come a bit complacent. And seemed to get in the first half, they're a wee bit complacent. And look, we had a lot of ball in the first half, maybe overhurled a wee bit, and one or two passes too many out of defence, and we're caught a couple of times. But there's a seriously strong breeze out there to hurl against, and as you say, I think we scored 3-13 in the second half, so it shows you the strength of the breeze. But going out at half time, 6 points in it, no, that's a 78 point breeze. We knew that, and we got our shooters out and had a few long distance points, and then that enticed them to come out and mark, which left the space inside, and that's what we aim for. They bring wee Rory and Peter in there then, and when the space is opened up. And one of them days everything worked out for us, you know, the subs come on, Conor O'Grady, Peter, Rory, all added this, Steck and Coulter come on, had a point, so everything just worked out for us today, and you're just proud of that group, you know. It's a day you'll never forget, and it's something unheard of, us beating a Kerry team. So we'll enjoy it and enjoy the result today, whatever, but we have to keep ourselves grounded, because with Derry and Kildare to come yet, and unfortunately I think we're going to need another point because of head-to-head and all that. And that Meath result probably come back to bite us a bit. Even we got a draw that day, you know, we're a point up, we so you've 1 minute to go and end up losing by a point. So that's gonna be a massive day, the last day against Derry, I think, no matter what way the results go. But we'll take a lot of learnings from the day, and we're building a lot of momentum. But we have to keep ourselves grounded, because Derry's a damn good team, you know, and on any given day they're favourites to beat us. So it's a game we're gonna have to get a point out at least to keep us here. And it's tough going with two teams relegated, and it makes it hard. You know, like, it's the change of structure of the league, something we weren't happy with, because with them two results and so close to Meath, we're able for this level of hurling. But unfortunately, we're going to have to try and get another point or two. But we'll really enjoy the day, and the boys are really happy. And I think a lot of people come today to see Kerry hurling, but I think they've seen that Donegal can hurl a bit now too. So nice, and hopefully, look, boys get behind us a bit more. There's a good crowd there today, and it was a great entertaining second half. You know, I suppose as manager and the background team, you can't relax until the whistle goes, but I'm sure with the goals and everything else, it was very entertaining.
And what was significant, not only did you win, but you were the deserved winners. You played some great hurling in that second half, and that purple patch with the two goals in quick succession, I mean, the lift it gave everyone.
Yeah, and I suppose They got a goal and brought it back to level, and we went straight down the pitch, and Liam McKinney stuck one and put us three up again, and then we got in for another one. It was brilliant, like, and you seen a wee daylight, bit of daylight between us, and you know, we stayed 6 or 7 ahead then, and I know they got a goal at the end, but you know, it was the last shot of the game, so we're 7 points up, you know, the last puck of the game, so it's something you wouldn't have thought about, that we'd be in that position. But it was nice to be able to relax, even they had that free in, you know, and your boy had it well and took a goal. But it was nice that we were able to concede that and still be comfortable. So massive result for us, and look, it shows the strides we've made over the years, and it's great, and the boys should be proud of themselves.
And you touched on it, you know, the subs coming on, you have that bit of strength and depth as well in the squad.
Yes, and look, I think if you have a bad half now, you're in trouble. You know, even in the defence or forward lane, there's boys pushing, and years ago you drop some man or whatever and they would think it's a club issue and whatever. Now I think we have good morale and within camp, which is key, you know, in days like this. And if you're not performing, there's some other man waiting to come in, and you know, that's what happened today. The boys come in and it gives headaches for the next day. So if the boy that underperformed is under pressure, and that can only add to training sessions going well, and that's what's key.